And now,
we present to you
Seriously Ignorant News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing. I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
S-I-N.
Seriously Ignorant News.
Catch Damon Saturday at the Holiday Inn Matson at the Kappa's Comedy Nightcap, and Sunday, Oklahoma City at the Ice Event Center. Seriously Ignorant News chief correspondent Damon Williams reports on a story that proves sometimes teamwork just equals double the stupidity. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as the wrong time for a cleanse to kick in.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Looks like I'm going to be late. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. When is this Tom. Plane going to land?
Right. Y'all going to be mad at me in a minute.
There, lady.
Seriously. All right. A tipsy driver named Brian J. Byers of Sparta, New Jersey, he blew through a stop sign and crashed his 2001 BMW into a guardrail. Now, Byers fled the scene with his car and drove home. But then he came up with the brilliant idea of asking a friend of his to drive him back to the scene so they could go cover up the crime. So what he did, his friend, who was also drunk and shirtless in minus 15 degree wind chill, returned to the spot where he crashed and poured water on the street so they could claim that it was black ice that caused the crash.
Wow. God.
Yes. These are two white guys always blaming it on black. Anyway. Thank you, Super Dave. Now, a cop on patrol spotted him walking away from the intersection back to his friend's car where they saw that he had 2 5-gallon buckets in the back of the seat which still had a little bit of water in it. So they charged Byers with everything they could. Driving while intoxicated, careless driving, failure to stop at a stop sign, leaving the scene of a crime, leaving the scene of an accident, failure to report an accident, and an additional disorderly conduct charge for creating a dangerous condition for pouring the water on the intersection. Oh, and they also charged his dumb shirtless friend with drunk driving, too. Seriously. As serious as a snowed-in side piece. But anyway. excuse me. Speaking of Hackensack. Look, I was about to say a Hackensack, New Jersey man, but I started hacking and sacking. A Hackensack, New Jersey man named Olawale Argoro had several traffic violations and was summoned to court, possibly to be taken into custody. When he was called before the judge, though, at the hearing, he didn't show up, but he sent his blind twin brother, Tony, to appear on his behalf. Now, he did this on 2 or more of occasions and got 2 continuances, but the arresting officer became suspicious and followed his blind twin, Tony, to the parking lot where he spotted Tony getting behind the wheel. So as it turns out, Olawale Argoro doesn't have a twin. He went to court and pretended to be his own blind twin brother, which is kind of funny and almost genius, except for the one mistake is it's pretty hard to believe a guy named Olawale has a twin named Tony. Who would name Olawale and Tony twins? It'd have to be Olawale Akintunde, Olawale Alibabe, Olawale and Tony. So the cop wrote him and Tony 3 more tickets and sent him to jail. Seriously.
Oh,
as serious as Afro Man on security. Olawale and Tony.
All right.
Good stuff, man.
Saturday, Holiday Inn, Matson, Sunday, Oklahoma City. Damon, rip him up.